Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 24th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and joining us today is our friend Marilyn, and our daughter, Esther. And we're in a beautiful, I don't think it's necessarily designed to be an office, but we've used it the last couple of days in our visit with Marilyn. It's an office, a beautiful room overlooking a golf course with stunning green outside. And it's a beautiful day today here in the Washington, D.C. area where we are visiting. Today's message is simply titled 3:16. And purposefully, I'm not going to read the text. Normally it's Brooksine at this point reads the text at this point. And we're going to hold off on that. Well, as we mentioned, for the last couple of days we've been visiting Marilyn, a friend of ours here in the D.C. area. She has a book on the coffee table by one of our favorite writers, Max Lucado or Lucado? Lucado. The book has an interesting title, as seen in today's message title, if you're reading it, and that is simply 3:16. The Bible is a wonderful book, the divinely inspired Word of God. A testament to its value is a method of referencing. We may take for granted the chapter and verse system that makes it so helpful in finding passages quickly.
To a newer follower of Christ or a non-follower, such a title as we've chosen today, and as this book has, 3:16, may seem unusual or even cryptic. Many of us have seen the witness attempt at major sporting events using this reference along with the book name.
For those of us who deeply cherish the Bible, this simple combination of numbers and punctuation stirs our hearts. Even without the book title and words to the verse, many of us realize it's speaking of the most famous 3:16 in the Bible, although there are plenty of other 3:16s. When it is quoted in a worship service, most in the congregation will either lip or speak the words voluntarily, since it rolls right off their lips from deep in the heart.
Well, by now you either know the verse we are writing or we're sharing about today, or you don't have a clue. John 3:16 is a foundational assertion of God's love, and Esther is going to share that with you.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life forever.
Amen. And we have a redundant there. It's true. Eternal life forever. 3:16. How often has this verse been proclaimed? It is the gospel in a nutshell. This verse conveys God's immense love for his creation and the incredible sacrifice he would make on behalf of the fallen race so that we do not have to perish due to our sins, but instead we can experience eternal life if we choose to believe in Jesus. It's probably the most memorized scripture verse in all of God's Word, since it is the essence of salvation and is often taught in our early Sunday school years. We do well to not only memorize 3:16, but also 17 as well, which continues, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved." That through him, the world might be saved.
I'm sorry. I was chuckling. Steve, Stare and I'd memorized that, and you're going along with someone reading it. And anyway, getting back on track. An old hymn that has a marvelous stanza always blesses us when we sing it. And let me just share those words. That God should love a sinner such as I, should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss, nor rest till he had planned to bring me nigh. How wonderful is love like this.
It's great to love and to be loved, isn't it? Some have described God's love as a relentless love, since God speaks to us again and again, compelling us to receive Jesus as our Savior. Some of us have a loving, supportive family and homes filled with love. What a blessing. We may also have many friends, an extended family, and a church characterized by agape love.
Well, John 3:16 begins with the glorious phrase, "God so loved the world." Amen. He sure does. And he specifically loves you and me this day and every day. Some of you listening today have not experienced a loving earthly father or a family as we have. Undoubtedly, some have had a very difficult time in life and still do. There are those listening who've been abused and carry deep scars. The sacred trust between an earthly spouse, parent, or sibling was violated.
Those who bear deep scars especially take note. You are now learning to trust your Heavenly Father, who is altogether trustworthy. His steadfast love never ceases. I know many of you have long ago memorized the daily verse. Hide it deep in your heart. I find it helpful to personalize it. For God loved me so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that when I believe in him, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. Indeed, such love, such wondrous love.
Let's pray together. Father, your love is somewhat relentless, but never forceful, since you give us a free will. You come to us again and again through the working of the Holy Spirit that convicts us of our sins. But that's only the beginning, for once we respond, there is the reassuring work of the Holy Spirit that reminds us that we are no longer condemned, but saved through the sacrificial death of Jesus, who died in our place. We appropriate Christ's redemptive work on our behalf and receive forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. Thank you for your marvelous provision and wondrous love on our behalf. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for pausing during your day today or whenever you happen to be listening to it. Often when we prepare this, we tend to assume people are listening the day we prepare it, but we know the very nature of the type of work you do. It may be many weeks or longer down the road where you may be listening to it, and thank God this message does not change. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, July 24th, 2009. And if you're not reading the site today or the weekend, for we don't update the messages throughout the weekend, you can just find it on the website. But otherwise, go to the previous message. And we do have a number of other old features today. One thing that occurred to me, and I've already actually tested this quiz on both Marilyn and Brooksie, and they got a number of the references correctly. It occurred to me that even as we know 3:16, many of us just recognize, well, that must be John 3:16. And of course, there are many other 3:16 verses in the Bible, and all equally inspired by God. But it is the famous one, is John 3:16. I came up with 15 other merely numeric references. And the other day, I had tested the quiz a day or two ago on Marilyn Brooksine, and when I said it, I will give you an example because I'm not going to do the quiz verbally today, but I said 8:28, and Marilyn knew that was Romans 8:28, as that had been a verse that she had found meaningful. Now, if you'd like to go to that quiz, it's on the site today. We also, have a little another memory of how John 3:16 is used. I pointed out in the message that it's been used for years at sports events, but they will say John 3:16. And I suppose it's somebody's attempt to provide a witness that maybe somebody will look the verse up. We've had a great week, a real special week. We first met Marilyn, we think, 9 or 10 years ago. We first, all the way up to last year, it was simply a on phone or email type contact, but she and her son and his family visited her home in Mount Joy last year, and she said, come down and visit me and my home in the Washington, D.C. area. We did it, and what a blessing it's been. We do have several photos up if you'd like to look today. One that I know Marilyn would testify to describing her life as a photo right over her piano that states, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And that's a great, great testimony. And she is a very interesting lady, and we've just enjoyed visiting so much. Among her many interests and skills and so forth is that she is an accomplished pilot. Oh, ever since, was it in her teen years or certainly early adult. And she is distinguished in that she is not only a regular plane pilot, but a jet plane pilot and a helicopter plane pilot and even a seaplane pilot. Now, even as a non-pilot, I understand, wow, that's a lot of skills. But for pilots, that's going to be especially significant. She holds an ATP certificate in piloting, which I am told, she told me, is the equivalent of a doctorate in flying. Wow. So we're with the doctor today beside us.
Don't make it up.
No.
A doctor in flying. But that, no. Yeah, but anyway.
Not that good.
Yeah, but that's really interesting. If you're curious today, there's a photo of her beside a Bell 407 helicopter. And again, describing helicopters, this is a jet helicopter, and it's quite a machine. And it's just neat to look at. I find one thing especially interesting that growing up near an Air Force base is that she has flown supersonically, piloted supersonically. I suppose there's a small group of people worldwide that have flown in the Concorde and can say I've flown, but pretty unique class to be a pilot. I see. I'm getting a little bit long right now. Well, we have some other reflections of her visit. If you want to, you can see our office during the last 3 days, this room in her home. And by the way, some of you, I enjoy it. There's something about the acoustical qualities that we've noticed in our podcast. A lot of echo type sound, but that's probably due to the high ceilings and the hardwood floor and so forth.
And the Holy Spirit.
I wish I could simulate it in my own home.
The music yesterday.
Yeah, we messed up the music yesterday. It's actually fixed for regular podcast listeners today. And then we have a photo of our dinner table last night. A friend of mine inspires me to take these pictures, Doris I. She does this, and she'll get right up close to the food. But in this case, just a nice picture of the setting. And then one that I don't think Marilyn necessarily finds so interesting, but we did. And surprisingly, coming down from Pennsylvania, where we have all kinds of deer, but here in the Washington, D.C. area, they come right up to people's homes, eat their plants and flowers, and they're really a nuisance. Well, one more reminder today, we have some songs that we suggest today that go along with the message. And the first we recommend is a song that we actually closed with in our church service on Sunday. It's an old hymn, but we have a contemporary version by Todd Agnew, as well as a version with the original tune, and it's called Come Ye Sinners. It's beautiful, just the powerful wording in this hymn. And we have a couple songs on the love of God and a scripture memory song from John 3:16-17. If you've not memorized it, setting it to music is a great way to do so. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a real blessing to share God's word. Does anybody else want to share anything with our listeners today?
I just want to say how wonderful it has been having you here. You are blessed people.
And some mutual blessing. Those who refresh others are themselves refreshed. Very scriptural.
It's interesting how this ministry just has brought us in contact with so many interesting people.
Wonderful
and,
people.
And it's just the providence of God. Somehow Marilyn came across your ministry. Esther?
I would like to thank Marilyn.
Yeah, we've had a great time. Well, blessings.
My pleasure.
Yes. Well, blessings to our listeners today. And I want to end with just a reminder, above all, to remember that God loves you today. Rest in that assurance of His great love.